Welcome to the Just Breathe podcast, a program that highlights inspirational people doing amazing things in our world. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Monica Yunus and Camille Zamora are two accomplished and renowned opera singers who have both sung on opera and concert stages around the world. In addition to being sought-after singers, the two are friends who both share the desire to spread joy through music and art. And together, they founded an organization called Sing for Hope in New York City, with a mission to harness the power of the arts to heal, to uplift, and to create a better world. The organization has grown since its very early beginnings, and Monica Yunus talks about the life-changing event that caused them to eventually create Sing for Hope.
Both my co-founder and I were wonderful friends at Juilliard, and we were there during a tremendously difficult time. We were students there during 9/11, and not many people know this, but Juilliard shares a city block with a firehouse, and some of those firemen were among the first responders that day, and they did not come home. And so in our effort to do something to assuage the community grief that all of us were feeling, we brought some friends together, and we went and we sang some songs for the firefighters that were there.
Camille Zamora shares her memories of that time.
You know, we were just kind of left speechless. And I think we tried to figure out something we could do. And so, in fact, you know, 2 days later on Thursday of that week, we just went to the firehouse and we thought, you know, we'll just offer a little bit of music. And it ended up being this really powerful thing for us and for those guys. I mean, you remember those first days, people mm-hmm. were still posting those posters of faces and waiting for people to come back. And there was, you know, this huge convergence from the neighborhood of people bringing flowers and family members waiting for the firefighters to come back. And we came forward, and I will never forget this beautiful young tenor, LeFrederick, standing forward and just singing the simple, you know, refrain of Amazing Grace. And you sense that they hadn't really cried yet. They just wept. And we realized, you know, for us and for them, that this was really an important part of starting to move forward. And after that, in the weeks and the months that followed, we started going to different firehouses around the city and just sharing music. And then the firehouses, from there, it extended to hospitals and to schools and to elder care facilities.
That experience at the firehouse sparked the idea that there was a need to provide music for others elsewhere.
We just remember feeling this tremendous sense that we already knew, which is that there's a huge power in music and in the arts, and how could we do more of that kind of work? So in 2006, we founded Sing for Hope, and today we are thousands of artist volunteers who are bringing their music and their art and to many different kind of community-based organizations. We have placed this year, 500 Sing for Hope pianos. And I like to say that they're sort of the hardware for the software of bringing the arts into schools, into community organizations of all kinds, hospital settings, veterans facilities, all over the five boroughs.
One of the programs Sing for Hope has initiated is their piano program, where pianos are paired with artists who paint the pianos with a theme, and then each piano is donated to a needy facility.
We're very proud to say that this is our eighth year of creating the Sing for Hope Pianos Project for New York City. 50 artist-designed pianos that go on to live lives after their 3 weeks in the parks and public spaces of New York City's five boroughs. So we have hundreds of artists who apply to have the opportunity to create their Sing for Hope piano for New York City. And it really is a labor of love, a labor of extreme creativity, you know, imagining painting the canvas of a piano. We have a lot of artist partners who come back year after year. We have incredible artists from as far away as Taipei, Taiwan. So there's really just an incredible effort that goes into the project, and it is something beloved, and we are very, very happy to see that year after year, there are just incredible strands of creativity from these artists' minds. And then as a celebration of our mission, Art for All, we have the opportunity to bring them outside and see the multi-generational effect that it has on the community. We had kids as young as, you know, 2 and babies coming and banging on the piano, and seasoned professionals, Juilliard grads and everything in between, amateur pianists and pianists with, you know, long resumes of performances all over the world and on stages like Carnegie Hall, that come together and make music and create this opportunity for radical arts access and frankly just joy, which is something that I think all of our communities need. Music is a language that we all speak. We may not all be fluent, but we all have that sort of creative spark that allows us to get out there, make some music, sing a song, and connect. Because frankly, there are not a lot of things in New York that makes people stop and look and reflect and acknowledge each other. This is one of those things that does exactly that.
After the beautifully painted pianos are placed in various public spaces and are available to be played by anyone for a few weeks in the spring, the pianos are then given a final home.
And then they have an opportunity to go into the schools where they're placed. We have a wonderful partnership with the Department of Education, and that also contributes to the musical and artistic lives of our New York City's public schools. So we're very proud of the various moving parts of this project and how it affects our artist partners, as well as thousands of school children.
As co-founder of Sing for Hope, Camille Zamora shared how she feels when she sees the programs they initiated now in practice.
You know, Valerie, I'm humbled by the fact that so many amazing people have been drawn to this work. You know, I think that people are really hungry for creative solutions and for ways to intentionally connect with each other, with that richer part of ourselves. I mean, you can call it spirit, whatever you want to call it. But it is that sense of creative energy. And this communal sharing of creativity through the Sing for Hope pianos, through all of our programs that bring the arts directly into the streets, directly into hospitals and schools, directly into people's lives, people are looking for those solutions. And it's as old as history. People have always come together to renew the spirit through the arts. And yet, I think in today's busy, modern, you know, workaday life, we don't always find those moments to connect. And Sing for Hope has found kind of organically these ways to connect people to themselves and to each other. And it's something that has just taken on a life of its own. I think the countless people who have been drawn to join this movement is an affirmation of the fact that it has to continue and that we really do want to connect creatively. I think now more than ever, you know, ironically, we've never been more digitally connected. You know, we have these wonderful opportunities to access more information than has ever been possible. And yet, there is an epidemic of loneliness. I think there's an epidemic of sort of rote thinking, that people aren't accessing the creative parts of themselves. And I think just to return to that, you know, I always love, in particular about the instrument that we call the piano, this wonderful, simple 19th century relic instrument. People use the phrase to play the piano. And, you know, that word play, it's about accessing that childish part of ourselves that we have to be in touch with, I think, for wellness. And yet, there really aren't that many intentional ways in modern life to touch that. And this program touches that. It causes people to stop, to look up from their devices, to look into each other's eyes, and to feel connected with that sort of playful, joyful childhood part of ourselves that I think at the end of the day really is important for a well-lived life.
Camille Zamora and Monica Eunice are extremely busy and booked around the world to sing, yet they are compelled to put their energies and resources into Sing for Hope. Camille explained why it is so important for her to be so hands-on and deeply involved with Sing for Hope on a personal level.
You know, I honestly can't imagine my life without this. And I can't imagine my own art making without this component. I mean, there's something... Listen, I will forever be so grateful to the amazing companies and symphonies and opera companies that hire me. And, you know, it's the joy of my life. I grew up, I was lucky enough to have great public school music in Texas, where I'm from, Houston. And, I was able to sail off and go to the music school that I'd always dreamt of at Juilliard and got this wonderful education. And to work in this profession is such a joy. But it's interesting because I do think that there's something really raw and really present about just sharing music in its most sort of naked components, directly on the street, directly in a hospital room, directly and very simply with children. I think that that is something that has reinvigorated my music making on the concert platform. And it sort of dovetails with my performing life on the operatic stage in a way that actually I think gives my performances even more substance and vulnerability and freshness. So, I mean, I really can't imagine my life without this. And I also do think that, you know, this kind of sharing of art in a communal way, it really has, I don't know, it's answered a lot of my questions about, you know, the relevance of artistry in this complex, weird, crazy world that we live in. I think there are certain moments when you can say, you know, gosh, you know, the world is so complicated right now. You know, why on earth do we need one more soprano? Well, you know, honestly, when you go and you bring music to one individual in some of the vulnerable moments that we have shared at Sing for Hope in a hospital room, you know, I had the honor of singing once for someone in a hospice on the last day of their lives. And to be able to be part of a moment like that, it really is almost kind of the shaman role. It's a feeling of connection with something so profound that really, I honestly can't imagine my life without this at this point. It's a miracle to me. And, you know, it's an honor to be involved.
Camille shared more about this transcendent experience.
One experience I'll never forget is the old St. Vincent's Hospital in downtown Manhattan, one of the nation's first palliative care facilities for people with AIDS. And I remember going in there one time with a dear friend of mine, guitarist Jem Duduoz, and we had been singing in various rooms, and the staff came to me right before we were about to take a little break for lunch and said, you know, there's one more gentleman that we would love for you to visit. He is a great music lover. He's been here for a while, and we feel that this is most likely his last day. He has been sort of in and out for the last couple of days, and you know, I think that it would be really meaningful for you to go and sing for him. And so I remember going, walking into this room, and there was this light, this bright light coming through the window, and this gentleman who, you know, definitely was past the point of being able to communicate with us, but he looked at us and we said to him, you know, do you want music? And he sort of gently moved, and we sensed that he really did want some simple songs. And he just sort of looked into my eyes, and we just shared a few simple songs. We sang Amazing Grace. We did a few little simple Spanish folk songs. And it was really one of the most profound experiences of my life. I think at the end of my life, when I think about times that I've shared music, this will be one of the main moments that I remember. And, you know, just such an honor to share love with someone like that. It was truly that sense of Sing for Hope.
Finally, Monica Yunus says why this organization is so meaningful to her.
I think, you know, one of my proudest moments, and year after year this is the case, is to see and hear how many people this unites.
Celebrated opera singers, former Juilliard Music School classmates, and dear friends Monica Yunus and Camille Zamora are not only world-renowned for their singing and performances, they're recognized for the organization they both founded, Sing for Hope, which uplifts lives through the arts, providing arts for all by bringing music and art to communities in New York City. Simply put, music and the arts heal and spark joy. For more information on Sing for Hope, go to singforhope.org. Monica Yunus and Camille Zamora, changemakers and inspiring people. For Just Breathe, I'm Valerie Smaldone.